All right, awesome. So, so three, two, one, go. Hello and welcome to our Guys Our Age podcast, a podcast where two friends have random conversations and just enough beer. I'm your host, John, and joining me in this crazy venture is my good friend and co-host, Jim.
Hi, Jimmy.
Why do you have to do the counting?
What was that?
The do counting, we have to do the three, two, the 3-2-1.
Okay, if you want.
I don't know, we don't have to.
Yeah. Well, it's all right. Well, let's do it then. It's fine. So, three, okay. two, one, go.
Go. Yeah, see, that's like not even worth it.
Go!
Oh, shit.
I mean, it looks good on paper, but.
That's okay. Well, I mean, I can't even remember. But when was the last time we even fucking did this? I mean, I can't even remember.
Well, I was going to ask you because I thought you probably looked that up already.
Well, but. I'm gonna go look right now as we're chatting through this. So, last updated, can that be? Holy shit, November of 22.
Oh, come on.
That's what it says. I can't believe it's that long ago either.
Yeah. That
November
14? November
23, 2022. If you can believe
that. I got
that.
My recording is, the recording I have is from 11-14.
Right, so I didn't publish it till the 23rd. So.
Wow. So, geez. Okay, so
it's literally 2 years.
14 months, 14, 15 months ago.
No, you're right, not 2 years. Well, yeah, my math sucks. But yeah, no, yeah, I hear what you're saying. So, yeah, that's crazy that, you know.
A year and a third.
Mm-hmm.
And what's changed since then, John?
Oh, Jesus Christ. What has it?
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr. Yes. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Yeah, you know, I was struggling.
I mean, then we want to.
You know, well, before we kick this into gear, I should probably give the promos, right? So, for those of you who are rejoining us after the last 14-15 month hiatus, we are Guys Our Age. We started this podcast back in the pandemic days, just because we needed something to keep our sanity. So, Jimmy and I got together and started doing this. You know, if you want to reach out to us, you can reach us at guysourage@gmail.com or guys.our.age@gmail.com. Both will work. We're happy to take any suggestions or any input that you may give us. And not that we've ever received any, but that's okay. just to get it out there in case people do. You know, we do get downloads, though, when you look at the our statistics. And, you know, I am still paying for the fucking annual thing, so it's pretty good. So it's only like 40, 50 bucks a year, but it's worth it just to get all
for,
the uploads.
Oh, for the, what do we use?
Podbean. Yes, Podbean. Quick shout out to Podbean for hosting our podcast and then publishing out to everywhere else. But,
For a price.
It's not too bad. We ran out of free once we got to 10, so we had to do something, and that's fine. So no worries. So, normally, you know, apologies to Sammy. We normally start adding Sammy at the end or 15 months ago. But we just scheduling. That's probably why we're 15 months away from the last freaking episode, because it's been tough to schedule all three of us to sit down and go through it. So I reached out to you and we said, let's just us two do this. And that works for me. So we'll bring Sammy back for the next one. But, you know, you and I should probably catch up anyways.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and it's
we see each other all the time when we're like, you know, gigging, right?
Yes.
Or practicing.
Yeah.
But that's usually what we're doing. And then there's little time for socializing or just, you know, catching up, touching base.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like we don't hang on occasion. And, you know, but who the hell wants to pull out microphones when we're sitting in the yard or sitting at the, you know, in the house? That's not fun.
Well, that's true, right?
You know, at least here it's like, okay, well, you're sitting home, might as well jump on and BS, right? And that's what we're doing. So but to go back to your original query, what has changed? Holy crap. A whole shit ton.
Since November of 2022, what has changed?
Yeah, a whole shit ton has changed. And
good.
And I was racking my brain earlier to like come up with topics for this. And I was at a loss, you know. I'm like, you know, well, what are we going to revisit? And, you know, so the first thing that popped into my head is, you know, since we haven't done this in a while and where we're headed, you know, into 2024, Year of the Dragon, for you people who know that stuff. But it's actually a funny story about that. So we are both Year of the Dragon people, I suspect. You were born in 64 like myself, so and that makes you and I they have this thing called Wood Dragon, because there's five elementals, and the fact that we're going to be 60, this is the only other time we're ever going to see Wood Dragon again, because the likelihood is we're not going to live to 120.
We'll be dead.
so you were not going to live to 120. God. So even though these things rotate every 12 years, the next one, you know, is either metal or water or, you know, like earth or whatever. There's these elementals. I don't know all of them off the top of my head. But I do know my own. And in this case, I know it's wood. And that makes you a wood because you're the same year. So it's funny. So enjoy it, my friend, because that was the topic I was thinking of. It's like turning 60 and knocking on wood that we make it to 60, because we seem to be losing friends left and right. I think that's what has changed a lot too in the last 15 months, is friends and family members and others who we've kind of lost. And, you know, I don't want this to be a downer, but it's like that's messed up, you know? I mean, how many people do you know that are turning 60 this year?
That I know of, not many, if any, you know? I mean, I know, like, my friends... a lot of my friends are already 60 and beyond, so.
Oh, okay. So you're the youngin'. So, okay, I get you.
One of the, again, some of the guys, some of them, I'm just not sure, so.
Okay. Well, I saw recently that Mike's birthday was recently. He's 62.
Yeah, so he just turned, I think, I think it would be 62.
Yeah, I think that's what it said. So, on the socials, I think it said 62, so, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny.
But, you know,
we're, depending on who you ask, you know, we're kind of on the cusp of the boomers and what's the next one?
Gen X.
Yeah, we're kind of right on the
edge. Yeah,
I know. Okay, boomer.
You know,
we are, because we have, I mean, I know we both have like pieces of both.
Definitely.
There really should be something. There is. I looked this up one time, and it's like unofficially, it's been called like, I don't know, the Joneses generation or something like that.
Really?
Where it's like keeping up with the Joneses, like that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, you know? Yeah. We probably lost half our audience when you said that. Nobody knows what the hell that shit is.
If you were born between 1954 and 1964-65, you are a part of Generation Jones. They were born between the Baby Boomers and Generation X birth dates. Unlike many baby boomers, most of Generation Jones did not have World War II veterans as parents. Many Generation Jones children grew up with a TV set at home. This was not the case with any of the early baby boomers. People belonging to Generation Jones are known as Joneses. Joneses today are aged between 57 and 67. Some famous musicians, captains of industry, and leaders of countries are in that age group. Bill Gates, Barack Obama, Angela Merkel, and Madonna are Joneses.
So, but
I don't know if that quite makes sense or not. But you know, it's not as cool as Gen X.
No,
or
it's a
Gen
cultural
Z,
reference, right? That's what makes sense. What you're saying, right? And that's what kind of puts us in that slot, is because we understand that cultural reference, and maybe some folks don't, who are older, or I should say younger, born later, right? So, it's weird. And it's funny. I was having dinner this week with my nephew. And we went to my mom's, and she had made dinner. And we went and sat and chatted and whatnot. And I walked in, and I said, "Hey, how's Trix?" And they looked at me, him and his wife, and they're like, "The fuck did you say?" And I'm like, "You've never heard that." And they're like, "That, no clue." So what does their generation do? Because he's 35-ish, I think, my nephew. So he turns around, he picks up his phone and does whatever they all do. They Wikipedia it, Google it, whatever. And he says, and he looks up the cultural reference and he's like, oh. He goes, wow, you are old. I'm like, ah, fuck you. Oh, you fuck. Know, it's like, what's the matter with you? It's like, I see, it's an old man phrase, you know? It's like,
oh my gosh.
But he's right. It's funny. I was like, I can't believe he had never heard that. And, but that's kind of falls into the, you know, the Joneses thing that you just talked about. That kind of a phrase is from those days. And I can't even remember where it comes from. When I say that, I think of the cereal.
Silly rabbit, Twix are for kids.
You shall.
You know, tricks are for kids. Yeah, T-R-I-X, you know, I don't think of...
Well, I mean, it's just, it's a matter of how much we absorb from our parents and how much we discard.
Exactly.
You know, so...
Exactly. But I'm definitely...
Make up our own stuff.
But yeah, I definitely subscribe when I read those, like, Boomer versus Gen X. I subscribe to both. I mean, that's why it's very odd to me, like, you know, like I said, being on the edge of that I can relate to both of those, you know. I'm sure you can, too. You know, it's weird.
Yeah.
But
have you seen, there's been like this, some woman who does, I don't know if they're TikToks or Instagram, about she's a Gen Xer.
Okay.
And like some of these younger kids are like, I don't know what you Gen X people think you're, blah, blah, blah. And then she come back and is like, oh yeah, well, we used to walk to school in the snow,
yeah.
You know, uphill both ways. And like all this other stuff that you kids don't know how good you got it and yada yada, and I'm Gen X and we're tough and blah blah blah. So I guess we got some of that.
I am grateful, and we've talked about this, you know, even though it's been a while since we've done a podcast, but we've talked about this in the past. I am so super grateful that we didn't grow up the way these kids growing up today is with all the phones and the cameras and the social bullying and all that crap. I mean, I can't tell you how grateful that makes me that we, you know, we grew up in an age where you went out and there were, I don't know if it was secrets. I guess it was privacy. You went out with your friends and nobody brought cameras. If somebody brought a camera, you beat the shit out of them. It's like, what's the matter with you, right? You know, we're going out
to
have fun. You know, we're not out to document our lives, right? We're just trying to, you know, go have a good time. So
far from it.
Right, you know. And it's a good thing we didn't have cameras. You know, we'd probably all be in jail. But that's a whole other thing unto itself. I don't mind being, you know, a boomer in that regard, because we got to grow up and actually have a childhood, right? I mean, so...
Right, yeah. You know. Like, we were out. It was very funny. I just saw something yesterday, another reel or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the old PSAs, it's 10 o'clock, do you know where your children are?
Yeah.
It's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
I told you last night, no! Where is Bart anyway? His dinner's getting all cold and eaten.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, our parents had to be reminded to make sure they know where we are.
No, I know.
It's like, oh, they're home? Oh, good. Okay. I forgot to check. You know, I've been doing my own stuff.
Right. And nobody knows. If you say that now, everyone thinks you're talking about a prostate test. It's like no one knows what PSA means anymore. They think it's like, oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Public service announcement, folks, for those of you who have never heard that acronym before, but that's what that stands for. So,
okay.
And we used to have them all the time, but, you know, PSAs when we were kids and growing
up. Yeah, but the point was like, do you know where your children are? It's like, I hope so.
You're supposed to.
It's right? Like today we're like, you know, tracking them every minute.
Yeah.
I still track my kids' location for some reason.
I don't know that I do or don't. I think I do share my, like, you know, we've talked about this too in the past with the Snapchat thing. I don't do Snapchat with anybody but my kids, right? And Snapchat has a feature where you can share your locale with people. And I do that with them, but that's it. Like, I don't do it publicly. Like, I don't have
Yeah.
But I do share it with them. And, you know, I'm reluctant to say it in a way, you know, I don't want to think and then I'm stalking her or watching her, but
I'm not stalking my kids either.
But it's nice to know
so far past that.
Right. Like if she goes.
Yeah. I know if my daughter's headed home and you know, I could check, see, oh, she's home. Good. You know,
exactly.
That's it.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. No, I'm with you. Yeah. It's good. So, I guess that's a good thing if it's used judiciously. Right.
Well, as long as, you know. I don't know how we got to the subject of the location tracking thing.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll have to rewind.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right. Oh no, where do you know where your children are? Yes. Right. There's an app for that.
There is a
People don't even say there's an app for that anymore.
Well, dude, you know what's crazy about that, and the frightening aspects of that is what these people are doing with these Apple tags. Like, have you heard the stories of this stuff?
Oh yeah, it's like like stalking people. Right?
Yeah. And not just that, like I watch a lot of car crap on YouTube, you know, we've never talked about that on the podcast, but I've talked to you about this stuff, you know, when we do rehearsals and stuff and we chat afterwards, but you know, all these car, renovation shows and car, you know.
Oh yeah. Like I watch them stuff on like, you know, Motor Trend channel.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
But I was watching one the one day and the guy, they went over to the UK to buy a car. Because it was a rare, no, not the UK, it was Japan. So they went out, they took a ride over to Japan to pick up this rare, not a Toyota, but one of the other brands. I can't remember which one, but it might have been, oh, I think it was a Mitsubishi. Yeah, it was like a Mitsubishi R or something, which is a very rare that they don't sell in the States, but you can get them now. Apparently, you know, depending on how old they are, you can actually buy certain years and bring them over to the States now and register them. Because that was another thing I learned. I didn't know that certain cars you can't import. And if you try, they get blocked.
Because,
right?
Yeah. Why? For what reason?
I don't know. I just know that from what they said you can't import them on, depending on certain years. Maybe it's an emissions thing. Maybe it's a, I don't know.
All right. Well.
But anyway. They were finally able to buy this car, and this person wanted to buy this car because it was a dream car, and, maybe they saw it in a movie, you know, like Fast and Furious crap or whatever. But so they got to Japan and they rented cars. And, you know, so what turns out, the thieves stuck these Apple tags on the car, on the rental cars, so they could follow them to where they were going to go buy. Because apparently they knew or overheard, because they're YouTubing it, right? They were like, so they were, people were watching and knew they were coming to Japan to get the car. And they like saw them at the airport, and they wound up putting Apple tags on the cars, and they were tracking them because they were going to try and steal their vehicles. It's like, it's crazy, you know, that they have that kind of stuff, right? You know, it's weird. So, nuts. I mean, that to me is ludicrous, and that's, you know, goes back to what I was saying about glad I'm not, didn't grow up in that era of, you know, like, that's nuts, you know, so.
Yeah, I think we did. I think we might have talked about this once before about like the generations, the newer generations, the younger generations.
Yeah,
like they don't understand or they don't have a sense for like privacy like we did.
Oh, not
because because all they know is like your life is wide open and everybody knows what everybody else is doing.
Yes,
and like we're looking at that from our standpoint, and we're like, oh my God, I can't believe you're like sharing all this, you know, this,
oh, it's crazy. Yeah.
This critical information like freely. And they're like, whoa, what? I don't know what you're talking about. It's like, you never, you know, it's like, you don't give that crap out, you know, like broadcast that stuff.
No, you have to protect. That's the thing. You don't realize that you have to protect the privacy because you're naive.
And then like, you know, all the social media networks have just like promoted and or jumped on that and just taken it to the nth level. I mean, that's their whole freaking business model. It's just exploitation.
Well,
now I'm sounding like an old fuck, but
yeah, I'm a grumpy old man and I don't like things now compared to the way they used to be. Progress, flibbity flabbity flubbity flubblefish.
No, but I agree. I think what's been getting me and what kills me about a lot of this stuff is I'm just tired of being manipulated, you know? It's like everything, like even now, like I don't know what they did to YouTube, but they've figured out a way to circumvent all the blocking stuff that I had enabled so I didn't have to watch all the damn ads and everything. And now it's like you get all this crap. It's like, YouTube's worse than TV.
On your phone or on the computer?
No, even on the computer, on the browser, right? I mean, I used to use...
Yeah,
like,
well, I, I noticed that, like, just like in the past week or so, I think, because I'm on YouTube all the time because I have no life. So I noticed that, like, just in the past week or so, that it looks like a paywall comes up, and it's like, you either sign up for YouTube Pro or disable your ad blocker, blah, blah, blah. But then I discovered that if you just click the X in the upper right-hand corner, the thing goes away.
Yeah.
But to your point, it's like an extra pain in the ass step that...
Yeah, it is.
What were you saying? I use AdBlock Plus. What do you use?
Well, I have this... on my computers, I have the Kaspersky, cloud, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And it puts the plugins. So there's like anti-banner, anti-ad, anti-adware, all that stuff, right?
Right.
So that, and then I have Web of Trust, which is, WOT, right? Watt. And Web of Trust is, so when I'm searching, I can see when things are nefarious or malicious. There's little, little red dots that say, don't click this, right? So that helps.
Oh, okay. That's good. I should check that out.
Yeah, you should check out Web of Trust. It's pretty good, so that when you get search results, you can see when the links are green and there's a shield that says that you're good, and then it's been checked, right? So it's worth it.
What do you use for, what browser do you use? What search engine do you use?
Well, I switched to DuckDuckGo now. And so I use that, and it still works. WebTrust works with that. But I also use Ghost 3. I don't pay for it, obviously, but I use Ghost 3, and Ghost 3 blocks a lot of crap. So, between those three things, I'm okay, right? And so for a long time, I had the Ghost 3 Watt and Kaspersky plugins, and... I would watch YouTube, and I'd never have ads. It was great. I just watched videos, never had a problem. I'd never get interrupted. It was great. So the only ads I would see is the people promoting shit within the videos, which is fine. I don't have a problem with
right.
that. I mean, right. I just, now it's like, it's constant, And so what they did was, I guess YouTube got tired of it, and they want to generate more revenue, so they get people to sign up for YouTube TV. So... they circumvented all that stuff, and now if you try it without, allowing the ads, it blocks you, and you get this big black screen, and it's just, that's even more annoying.
Yeah, but it's it's pretty much a pissing match between like the content providers and the ad, the ad blockers.
And the ad revenue,
one-upping each other. I mean, every time I open my browser, AdBlock Plus says we were just updated, So they're constantly trying to keep after, and then you have these paywalls too. Like people share an article on like New York Times or something. And he's like, oh, this looks interesting. Let me go look at it. And it's like paywalled. So it's like, all right, well, that's a waste of time. So I don't even look at those anymore.
No, I know. Fox tried to do that. New York Times does that. Washington Post, what is the other one?
Huffington Post,
Washington Post, those, I mean, because you get I still use Google News, even though I probably shouldn't, but I still use Google News, and, I get links to stuff, and then you try to open them, and like you said, it's like, I'm not paying to read that stuff. So, there is a trick, though, to some of that.
I figured out a trick to a couple of them.
You can hit Control P right away, and it prints it to a PDF, and then if you print it before it hits the paywall, you actually can read the article. I've done that.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
I found that on some sites, and I won't say who unless somebody gives me $10. Yeah. But if you, I noticed like you go to the article, and it's like you read the first page, and then it's like to read the rest of this article, blah blah blah. So then I use Firefox. So then you go into Reader View.
Yeah.
And then you refresh the page while you're in Reader View, and that JavaScript won't run.
Oh, interesting.
That knocks that paywall. It doesn't work on New York
Times.
Some
are smarter than others. Yes, I agree with you.
It doesn't work on New York Times, but on some other ones it does. And speaking of websites, did you hear that Vox shut down their website?
No, did they?
Yeah. I think they're like firing everybody, and I don't know what's going on, but
Vox News shut down the website. Really?
Vox.com supposedly. I haven't looked at it. I'm going to look at it right now, but let's see.
Wow, that's interesting. No, so I would do the Control P.
Now it's still up, somebody said, I read that they're not going to, maintain it. But
well, Fox,
it's up.
Fox News.
No, Fox with a V.
Okay. Because Fox News, Fox. For a while, I was getting a paywall and then it went away. I think they're testing
it. Oh, no.
It.
No, I'm talking about Vox, V-O-X, Fox.
Oh, V-O-X, Fox. Okay. But to your point about the paywalls, Fox News had a paywall for like last week, and then I went back recently and it was not fronted by the paywall anymore. It was strange. So I think they're testing it out because they want to go to, you know, make people pay for the articles. But
might as well.
But yeah, I mean, you know, you have to read a little bit of everything. You can't.
Yeah,
you
right.
can't get you can't let yourself believe, get right? labeled either. Just because you read Fox News doesn't mean you're a MAGA guy or vice versa. It's like, you know, you read what you read because you want to be well informed. So who gives a shit, right? It's like it's good
right. But the only problem is that as soon as you click that link now,
you get tons of
everyone's. Problems. It's like, oh, he must be like, you know, conservative. So let's start sending him conservative
right.
links and ads and stuff like
that. And
that
brings me back to my original point: was I hate being manipulated. It's like I'm on YouTube and I'm watching stuff.
Yep.
And to your point, now I'm getting every damn Midas touch and this thing and all this Democratic stuff that I'm not really necessarily interested in either. You know,
right,
I can't say I care about either party, right? But so it's weird how you get, and I feel like I'm being manipulated, right? And before this veers off too far into politics, but the point of it is the manipulation side of all this. This is what's so annoying about it. I don't mind.
Well,
what?
Yeah, because a lot of people don't realize that they're
they being don't at all.
Influenced so, and not even influenced, like you said, manipulated, steered. It's like just not even presented with like opposing views.
No. Right, because
it's automatically
news isn't news
confirmation bias. They want to show you more shit that you like, so you keep clicking and you keep looking. It's like, see, I told you. And then you see another news article that says the same thing. It's like, right, okay.
Right.
So it just, you know, if they showed you an opposing view, you'd be like, I don't want to read that.
And news isn't news anymore. Everything's opinions.
Well, no, that's, so, yeah.
And you have to decipher all that to get down to what the actual is happening and stuff. So, because, you know. Whatever. I'm just saying it's nuts. But
it is. Yeah.
And I'm tired
of
reading.
It's like out of our control, sort of.
I'm just tired of reading about it, too. I'm getting very, you know, all the apathy that's building up of even just using YouTube because all I get is this crap now instead. So I try to just focus on watching the car stuff that I like and the music stuff that I like. That's why I send you guys stuff on the music, the gear. And other things like that, you know, because I try to focus on that and stay away from the other crap, you know, but...
yeah, we're not going to get, like, into political discussions.
No, God forbid, no.
Wasn't that, like, one of the rules here?
Oh, it is a rule, yes. That's why I was
right?
just about to stop us. I was like, we're veering too far off the edge here.
Right. Now, we're talking about the, you know...
I'm talking about being manipulated. That's a whole different thing.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, gaslight. I was just reading an article about gaslighting.
Yes.
Just 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
More manipulation.
It is. It's just, you know, it's constant. And, you know, circle it back to we talk about our kids having to grow up with all this crap about they don't know that they're being manipulated. They're giving away information. You know, you talked about it a few minutes ago. Giving away all this information because they manipulate into giving it away and assuming that they're safe. They're not. I mean, it's crazy. So.
Well, because they don't know any.
They don't know any better.
Way.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Yeah. It's a good thing we're not paranoid.
You ain't kidding. Tell me about it. So, you know.
Big
but hey, that's why
you.
That's why they've legalized the THC, my friend. You know, because
yeah, right.
Of,
it's like, dude, I can't take this anymore.
Out there.
Hey, man. Am I driving okay?
I think we're parked, man.
You know what I'm saying? And you need it. You know. Speaking of, you know, that might not be a bad idea. But
yeah, right. It's like hold on. We'll resume the podcast in 45 minutes.
As I'm saying it, you know, I'm saying why didn't I think of it? Yeah, it's fun.
I just did that last night. I'm gonna do it again.
You don't. Yeah, I know. Too many in a row is not a good thing either. But yeah, no, it's
it is Friday though.
Right.
But you know, that's another thing. It's like, hey, wow, these guys are cool. It's Friday night. It's like they're recording a podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah.
They must be old.
Funny stuff. I know. It's good. But yeah, it is. I'm telling you, man, it's frightening to think that, you know, turning 60. I mean, I I just, you know, I grew up an Elton fan, right? And he always had a song called 60 Years On. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And when I think of that, I think of that song because I, you know, I was a kid. I was in my teens when I first started listening to all that Elton stuff. And, you know, his first album was in 1970, right? And 71, you know, the early stuff, 69, 70, 71. And he was singing about 60 years on. So he was a, you know, a 24-year-old dude. Well, how old would he have been? He was born in 47, I think. So, yeah, so he's going to be 77 this year. Sure. But, yeah, so in 1970, he would have been a 23-year-old dude, right?
And yes, this song was released in 70. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, yeah. So I always think of that song. So, it's like, you know.
How old were we?
Who'll walk me down to church when I'm 60 years on? And we're 60, and I don't think, act, or, you know, of what I thought a 60-year-old thinks or acts like.
Well, it's not as far, and we don't think so anyway.
No, well, that's true. You know, I mean, I can't tell you whether I look 60 or not because I sure as hell don't want to look 60 because in my brain,
just,
you know.
I just, like, don't look in the mirror anymore.
I know, right?
Problem solved.
Yeah, I'm tired of seeing my father. Yeah, right?
So, yeah, oh, shit.
When I look in the mirror.
Don't!
<Ba-da-bum>. But,
I think I just clipped.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. But, yeah, it's nuts. And, I mean, all of our friends are, you know, most of the guys I went to school with were all sick, born in 64. So everyone's going to be 60 this year. And it's going to be a weird year. It's going to be hopefully a lot of parties and hopefully a lot of, you know, and hopefully not a year of tragedy, but a year of fun. You know?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Reaching a milestone. You know?
If nothing else, I mean, I'm not, we talked about it briefly the other day. It's like, I'm not excited about it.
Yeah.
But,
I don't know. I guess,
but like
I
you
am.
Said,
I think it's a major milestone. I'm hopeful that I will hit it and nothing stupid happens. But you know, I mean, we've got friends that are, you know, not doing well, and friends we've lost, and they never got here, and that's why I'm saying it's something to celebrate. You know, in as much as, you know, a lot of people don't get to that, so why not? You know, why not? You know, make it something worth celebrating, right? It's silly to be frightened of it, you know. I mean, we're not old. Like, when you think, we may feel it certain days, but 60's not old, man. I mean,
no. You know,
I mean, life expectancy is, you know, late 70s, you know, on an aggregate, right? You know, some people, a fair amount of people get that too, plus, right? So, like, I lost my dad when he was 80. He was 84, I think, when my father passed. 86 he was when he passed.
Okay.
So, I'd take that. I mean, you know.
Yeah, no, that's definitely,
you know.
Hold enough.
That's, you know, if you guaranteed me 25 more years, I'd take it, you know. Although, the way the world's going, who knows? But, you know
what I'm saying? What if people really did go to hell in a handbasket? I really don't think there are any handbaskets in eternity, but I want to just tell you this. If you do get before the throne of God and you see Jesus stand there with a handbasket, I don't think that's a good sign.
I mean, if we have 25 years.
If we have it.
I don't know, 25 years? I mean, all right, so 60, 85, yeah, okay, yeah. I hear you, okay.
You know, I mean.
Hey, look, the last 25 years weren't that good. No, I'm just, last 10 years, 15 years, well, what year is it? 2014, 20, yeah. Yeah, the last 15 years or so, I could.
I wouldn't want to relive my 50s, I agree with you 100%.
I would not want to relive
my 50s, no, because my 50s were fairly messed up. So
yeah, no, you had quite a bit of shit going on.
Had quite a bit of crap going on. So I'm okay if we were to skip that decade when I look back on my life, but that's okay. So
how about your 20s?
20s were interesting. I don't know if I'd want to relive them either, you know.
Well, it's interesting. It's like, do you want to would you like to relive, not would you like to, but imagine reliving them like now, if you're in your 20s now.
Oh, God.
Like,
oh,
you said, it's very, very different.
Oh, totally no. If given we the same parameters.
How about you, how about with 30s?
I could. 30s wasn't a bad time for me, I think, when I look back on certain decades. You
know? So, right.
It wasn't, you know, I mean.
Well, your 20s are a shit show no matter what, so.
Right? Yeah. A lot of growing happens then when you look back on it. You don't think of it in the moment, but, you know.
Theoretically.
No! Well, you grow and fall, you know, in your 20s, right? You know, that's what's funny about that, right? You don't. You go leaps and bounds both ways in your 20s. You know what I'm saying? You get,
yeah,
you
both
get some low lows and you get some high highs, you know, and then you learn to moderate that shit as you get older, you know. So it's weird.
Yeah.
Or at least we like to think.
Or you don't.
Yeah. I like to think.
Some people never grow up, right?
Yeah. No, I mean.
Well.
Which is good. You need to have childhood innocence in your life. Otherwise. I don't know. I mean, you got to have some of that for the sparkle, you know, at least in my mind, I would think you got to have some of that, you know.
This is getting kind of deep. I don't know.
Keep drinking. Yeah, no. No, yeah, yeah. No, I would think. You asked the question. I'm answering.
I know. I'm like, now.
Don't blame me.
No, I'm oh my gosh. All right.
Let's get the shovels out. Here we go. We're going deep. Got to pull my boots up real high now.
Funny stuff. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, what about you? You asked me. Would you relive your 20s?
Would I relive my 20s?
Would you want to relive your 20s in today's environment?
No. Well, no. Yeah, I think so.
You did. Okay. Well, we differ. Yeah. That's good. Okay. It's a good thing.
I mean, sure, why not?
I guess. I mean, there is some benefit to, you know, modern day with technology and other things that, yeah, probably cool.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the technology. I mean, that's one thing. So, right. I mean, like, when we were in our 20s, it was, so we were born in 64, so 84,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, computers were just starting to proliferate. I mean, they were really starting to get.
Yeah, I think all the apples and shit came out in the early 80s, right?
But like shit, I mean, like remember CompuServe? I mean, I think that was around that time, right? And that was just the infancy of the computer thing. But
yeah, before,
and that was a way to communicate with people.
That's right.
I mean, a big deal back then was that you could do like *69 on your phone and call back the person who just called you. It's this is high tech, you know, this is pretty cool.
Yeah,
but
it's crazy.
Yeah, no, it would be, I mean, knowing what we know now, if we knew now what we know now, and then we're in our 20s, it would be a different story. I don't know if that makes any sense. That's kind of cheating.
Yeah, to your point, if you know the climate and get to choose, would you relive it? And for me, the answer would definitely be no, considering. But if you didn't know any better, would it be nice to redo it?
Well, if you didn't know any better, right.
Yeah, would it be nice to redo it? Sure, why not?
Well, and then the other part is like, you know, what the hell is going to be going on 30 years from now?
Oh,
or 30 or 40, like.
No, but look, to your point about looking ahead, I like what we're doing with, you know, doing the gigs and playing music and doing that shit. I dig that. I mean, that social setting is still cool. Even though it's becoming harder and harder to manifest, right? Because people don't go out as much. A lot of our friends don't go out late. So we have to try and do gigs earlier to get people to come out. And when we do, it's awesome, right? That's, you can relive those moments in some ways of hanging out, you know, at the bar and, you know, listening to music. And it's cool. That will never, I'll never tire of that environment. I think that's great. I do like that we're only doing it, you know, on a monthly basis. Would I want to do this every week? No. I don't have the energy for it, but you know, but I do love doing it. I mean, but yeah, I wouldn't want to do it every week. That'd be a hell of a way to try and make a living, right? I mean, think about, you know, you too, when you were doing this stuff, you did a lot more of it in your 20s than I did, but I mean, that's a tough life, man. You know, that's not an easy life to be.
Yeah, but yeah, we never played like more than what we're doing now.
Oh, really? Even
maybe
then,
less.
Really?
Even okay. No, we weren't playing every weekend. We were playing, you know, once or twice a month at the most.
Okay.
You know, it was pretty much the same frequency that we're doing now.
Okay. I always figured you were doing weekly stuff back then because you had both.
No,
you were doing the originals and the cover stuff, so you were doing a little each.
Yeah, but we weren't. I don't think we were ever. There might have been some overlap between when we started the original band while we were still in the cover band.
Right.
There might have been some overlap, but it wasn't like we were doing both for any length of time.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We concentrated on one or the other. Yeah. And with the original band, we probably played more because we played more.
Kind of had to.
You know, Thursday night at the Red Lion in the Village at 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, like that was our spot.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, it's like now if somebody offered that, we'd be like,
no,
screw that.
Not a chance.
But back then it was like we would take anything that was not take anything that was offered to us. But like, well, unless we had a reason not to, it's like, yeah, sure, we'll play there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just to get some recognition or what have you. So by that respect, maybe we played a little bit more because there was different scenarios. Like now it's either a Friday or Saturday at, you know, X, Y, or Z.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean,
just so you played more frequently when you were given the spot to play as opposed to, you know, because you, like you said, you were promoting your own stuff. So you kind of had to take what was out there, right? Or what was offered, right? So to speak.
Yeah. And the nice thing about that is when you're playing an original band and you're playing the clubs, 99% of the time, they have a sound man, they have a back line.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, show up with your guitar or, you know, a couple, your cymbals, you know, it's like that. It's easier. Unless you're like trying to park in Midtown, then it's not easy. But it's like you just walk in and you know, sometimes you get a 40-minute set.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get a 20-minute set.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like you're not playing 3 hours either. So
no, that's true.
Anybody who's a musician who's listening to this is like yeah. But I guess for people who haven't been there.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's kind of how,
you know, we don't have an audience, but if we did, it wouldn't
hold the phone.
It probably wouldn't be a ton of musicians. It would probably be your average Joe, but that's fine.
It'd probably be,
yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't want to stereotype our audience.
No, I'm not stereotyping anyway. I just don't, you know, we've never promoted ourselves as a musician's channel, so it's okay. So yeah, you know, you're gonna get the random whatever, but
true. I mean, you can randomly run into a musician here and there,
yeah, hopefully
if I put the tagline
on there, we'll get some, you know. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. But no, it is true, and I will say I agree with you in that the gig we did down the shore was it was easy in that regard. It was a ride, don't get me wrong, but the fact that we don't have to bring all that gear and all the equipment, that was fairly easier, you know. Even though it was a longer trip, it was a fairly easier in and out of that gig than what we've been doing. So I agree with you. That's there's some benefit to that, you know, when there's a full back line and the whole thing.
And the one we did in the city too.
In the city too, it was good. Yeah, absolutely. Well, apart from, like you said, the parking issue, you know. But you know, that's why I'm saying, you know, when you go south, you don't have a parking issue. You have a length of ride issue as opposed to, you know, a parking issue. Yeah, so. Yeah, and I'm hoping we get more of those. I definitely would like to do that, so we'll see.
Yeah, that was a good gig.
Yeah, it was.
I admit I was like skeptical, but
as was I. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I wasn't, you know, 100% confident it was going to go well. I was pleasantly surprised. I was grateful we got a lot more people to come down than I thought would.
That so was good. Yeah, that yeah. was really unexpectedly cool. Yeah.
Well, and it mattered because
oh yeah,
kinda,
absolutely.
We kind of knew it mattered to be able to get, you know, a good enough referral that we would get to it then. So,
because they told us?
Pretty much, they told us.
Because they told us it mattered.
Yeah, they told us it mattered. You're right.
So yeah, kind of they did.
Yeah, I mean, it was a test to see if you could bring people on a Thursday, and it was in the email that way. So here, okay, there you go. So we did what best.
Right, right.
But it was cool that everybody's gung-ho to come back. Like, everyone who was there said, oh, if you do the summer, we'll definitely come back. So, you know, even if they don't all managed to do that, it's good that everybody was interested enough to want to do that. So that's cool. So
yeah, and that was a what day of the week was that? Thursday night?
Yeah, it was a Thursday night. Yeah,
so yeah, I mean, that's
yeah,
that's unexpected too. I mean,
yeah,
that people actually came out, and if any of them are listening, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, yeah. Whoever, if you attended and you're listening to this, because you know, we're trying to get people to listen because you're our friends. Yes, please know that we thank you very much for coming. Yeah, no, 100%. But the other thing that's good about that is, you know, my buddy who came, you know, who has his own band and, you know, has a lot of ins down that way. You know, if we do that again and, you know, we can get the name out there, then that'll be worth it. You know, it'll be good. So it'll help, you know, to achieve what I just said a few minutes ago about wanting to keep doing this stuff, you know, so it's fun. So
yeah, well, keeps us off the street.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's just fun. I wish I had more time to put towards, you know, learning more about how to do this stuff, you know. I just don't. Hopefully I will, but we'll see. But I'm okay. I think it's fun. So it's funny, I was you know, I've been telling you I was going through all the 90s music. So
yeah,
I'm up to 94 and
oh my gosh,
started with 90, so I'm up to 94. It is amazing the difference in the song quality from 90 to even just 94. Like 93, really? And 94, most of the shit I'm picking is all coming from those 2 years thus far. Like from 90,
interesting.
Like 92 was sort of okay, but by the time we get to 93, 94, it is amazing how much cool stuff is out there. And a lot of it's the, you know, you're starting to get into the Alice in Chains and Soundgarden and Pearl Jam,
okay,
and that kind of stuff, right? Along with some of the other return to rock roots, because the early 90s was just all that synth pop nonsense that, you know, it was just constant. It was all like, you know, power ballad stuff that was, I mean, I don't mind power ballads, don't get me wrong, but not 80% of the time, you know. It's like you need to have some other stuff in there. And
are you talking about like your Matchbox 20s kind of bullshit stuff?
I'm talking about like,
was that 90?
Nah, but I'm talking about even like, you know, early 90s too was the hip hop explosion and stuff. So there's a lot of that stuff in there. There's a lot of like these boy bands. You know, Boys to Men and new Kids on the Block,
New Edition,
all new that kids stuff. On the yeah, block. It's like all these like boy bands, and then you had the Taylor Danes and the Mariah Careys and the Celine Dion's.
Oh
and,
my lord,
Toni Braxton. It's this constant barrage of female singers because, you know, like the music industry, once they find something that works, that they bring them all out, like Gloria Estefan, Amy Grant.
And they beat it to death.
Yeah, and they beat it to death, and then they completely over rotate away from that into this other stuff, and that's why you're starting to get into 93, 94 when you're starting to see a lot more of the you know, that alternate rock twist on things.
Yeah,
and it's like, you know, it's crazy, you know, but it's good, don't get me wrong, but it's also, it's funny how you see it evolve, you know.
Well, you were talking about hip-hop, but I think that dance music went through a big evolution in that time, right?
Oh, it did.
In the 90s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was like, you know, the heyday for like freestyle and house music, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Not that I ever like went to any place cool.
No, but, to your point, all those dance, like all that stuff is now pop culture now. So, like,
yeah, no, right. It's
they became anthems for stadiums. Like a lot of that weird dance music, you know, pump up the jam, pump it. I mean, you hear that everywhere now. That started in the 90s. You know, all those things.
You still hear it, right?
And you still hear them in the stadium to get crowds going and stuff. And it's like, now I'm listening and like, these are the actual songs. It's like, wow, you know what I mean? And then like...
Well, that's because the crowds, the Gen Xers who like, what came after, like who grew up with this stuff.
Yes, yeah. And then
right.
A lot of the early, you know, a lot of the early classics of stuff like... Baby Got Back and MC Hammer stuff and Beastie Boys and
Beastie Boys. Right.
I mean, it's like all this stuff is like it's coming out in the early 90s, and then you start to see it's like shift over. It's like it's funny, you know, it's definitely funny. But so it's like, you know, there's a lot of cool stuff that now I'm starting to get into in the, you know, mid 90s, right?
Yeah. You like know, you said, the Alice in Chains and...
Yeah, you're seeing...
And Soundgarden and...
Nirvana, Soundgarden, Nirvana, Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam. And even like Green Day, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're starting to really kick in 93, 94.
Green Day was very... Green Day was very influential, right? Yes, I mean, the Loudness Wars started with them.
Yep. And Smashing Pumpkins, too. They were influential.
Yeah,
as well.
Smashing Pumpkins.
So, you know, it's that... shift away from the hair bands to this kind of stuff and some really cool. So you're really getting into some really cool stuff. Gin Blossoms is, you know, Toad the Wet Sprocket. Remember them? So some really crazy shit that I'm starting to listen to. And it's like
the Huda Gurus.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
And there's some stuff we can definitely do. You know, that some of that Blink 182 stuff that you like and I like too. We can definitely add some of that. Some of that other, like, you know, the lingering rock is what I call it, right? That you get through the 90s that is still playable is stuff we can do as well. So
well, you're like making a list of the songs that came out by
year?
I'm
making a Spotify list, and I will eventually make a list. But I think I agree with you when you were saying the other day that doing it, you know, to come up with 20 or so 90 songs that we can add over time. And be done with it, right? Because I'm, you know, I'm going to have a list. I'm going to wind up with, you know, 80, 90 songs when I get through a whole decade worth of shit, right? I mean, think of it.
Yeah.
That's, if I...
Yeah, it's like 10 songs a year. I mean...
Pretty much. I don't know if I'll get that far, but it's funny because I have maybe two from 1990, but I have like 15 from 1994. So... that's how it's going to work itself out. I think I'm going to wind up with like 8 songs a year, and it's going
to
be.
I'm interested to see the list, and we could even like, I don't know when we're going to publish this episode. We could even like put a link in the notes or something like that.
Oh yeah, I can put the Spotify
and ask for,
share list.
Ask for feedback.
Yeah, 100%. I'll put it.
Not get any.
I'll definitely do that. I'll share my Spotify list publicly and then have people just go, you know, hey, what do you think? Right. So
can you look at in Spotify? Can you like look at the whole list at once?
Yes.
Or do you don't have to go with, like song by song?
It's a playlist. Yeah. So you can look and look at the queue, right? And see what's in it.
I don't do Spotify. So
I know. It's okay. It's okay, but I have to copy that down to a text and I'll put it on our website and I'll say, okay, here's the list of 90 songs, what do you think?
That would be cool to get like some. I mean, we're already getting feedback,
yeah,
sometimes unsolicited, but that's okay too, because we need to hear and by watching other bands too, like see what they're doing.
Well,
right.
A
song will come up and I'll be like, every band does that. Or a song will come up and I'll be like, no band does that. Yes. You know, we should do it.
No, but you had a great point the other day. I would much rather do Orange Crush than do What was the other famous REM song?
The One I Love or End of the World?
Yeah, this one goes out to The One I Love. One I Love. I don't want to do The One I Love. I don't want to do End of the World. You know, not all these songs are going to resonate with everybody. But I was actually very surprised. I didn't think the guys would be receptive to Right Here, Right Now, that Jesus Jones song that I was playing the other night. And I wasn't sure. I was kind of on the fence with it too, but we were like, yeah, that's cool. It's a good dance tune. So I think that's why we got to go through the list, because there's going to be songs like that where I may not think, you know, everyone's going to like it. And it'll be like, oh yeah, we should do that, or we should do that, or we should do this, or we should do, you know, something similar. Because that's what happens. It's like someone says, oh yeah, we should do We Didn't Start the Fire. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. But maybe we do, you know, I Go to Extreme, or like, you know, I'm thinking of a Billy Joel song. But yeah, but you know, something that's a little off the cuff, that's different, that you know you're doing that artist, but you're not having to definitely do a song that everybody's done a zillion bazillion times.
It's hard to predict what's gonna work and what's not gonna work.
And
unfortunately, like, the only way you know is if you try it, right?
Well, the thing is, and I guess what happens over time, and I think every cover band goes through this. You come up with a list of tunes that satisfy the audience you get in front of that night. So, you know, you start out with a certain set, and if it's going, you know, people start yelling, Doors, Stones, Zeppelin, you know, you switch, and you do that stuff. Or if people start saying, you know, what's with this moldy rock? It's like, oh, okay, well, now you start doing more of the 80s dance tunes, or you do, you know, more of the 90s stuff. And because like I said the other day, you can't please everybody. Like, every gig we've done, there's been different groups of people asking for different songs.
Yeah. Then the next gig you play, it's like people are asking for that stuff, or they're liking that stuff. It's like, oh, well, we just like change everything.
Yeah, it's like,
you know, it's like you got to know the audience, or know the venue.
Right. So, and
the bottom line is, like, we want to play stuff that people want to hear and have fun.
Yes.
I mean, that's the whole point. If you're not having fun playing it,
exactly,
and you're not having fun, or you're not having fun hearing it,
right,
and everybody's wasting everybody's time.
100%. So, and people, you know, when they come out to these venues to do that, they want to get out, and people are looking to dance. And it's just surprising how some stuff people dance to and other people don't. You know, it's funny, right?
Every time I see somebody like try and dance to a Zeppelin song, I'm like,
yeah, it's like what? Yeah.
Yeah, no, wow, they're like managing to pull it off somehow.
And they do, right? You know, if you like the music enough, you can dance to just about anything if you want, right? So I mean, there's some cool stuff on this list that you know, I would like to do, have wanted to do, and there's some stuff that I'm finding that I'm saying we could do, and there's some stuff that I see that we could do, but sure as hell won't do, because everyone else does them, right? So, you know, so it's fine.
Right.
So,
total, nothing but class. Why don't you call me sometime when you got no class?
Yeah. That's great. Hey, let me show you my Longfellow. Yeah, that's good.
This is my friend Wang. No offense.
No offense. That's great. Oh, look at this hat. Oh my god, you get this hat so bad you get a bowl of soup with it. Yeah, it's great.
Looks good on you though.
I actually have that hat, Jimmy. It's great. I gotta show it to you someday. Yeah, I do. I actually have that hat. I wear it to golf.
Wear it the next gig. Awesome. if we ever play at the golf course.
Oh, definitely. I'm definitely wearing it. Yeah, absolutely. So. All right. Well, if you made it this far, which not only are we thankful and grateful, but if you know,
surprise
you like,
a little.
Yeah. If you like what you hear, you can find us at guysourage@gmail.com. Guys.our.age also works at gmail.com. Hopefully this won't be another 15 months for the next episode. Hopefully, you know, at a minimum, it'll be, you know, in 3 months maybe, but we definitely we need to get back, and we'll bring Sammy back for the next one. It should be fun. So
yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah, good stuff.
All right.
All right, my friend.
Well, this has been, I'm glad to get back on the horse.
No, 100%. And for no other reason, just for us to get together, BS, and have a beer, so it works, so it's good. So, all right.
You're supposed to say, like, I'm John and you're Jim or something like that. Aren't you?
I thought I did the end part, but you're right.
No, I might be. Yeah, okay.
No, but you're right. We should have a consistent ending, so...
Nobody cares.
No.
Do we just stop it? Do we just stop the tape now?
I'm John.
Right. We have an... And I'm Jim.
Okay, later. See you. Bye.
And here's the outro music.